Newcastle. Far-right outnumbered up to 500 were at the Newcastle protest on Saturday the 13th of June. Many were playing music, singing and dancing, and the Socialist Party was out in full force. The Socialist Party's speaker quoted Black Panther's leader Fred Hampton, "We are going to fight racism with solidarity. We are not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, we are going to fight capitalism with socialism." Our speech was met with a lot of applause. Our leaflets were very popular. The far right spread the lie that protesters were there to topple Gray's monument or desecrate war graves. This was nonsense. Gray's monument is a 130-foot stone column and there are no war graves in Newcastle city centre. But as a result, up to 200 people, including some from the far right, gathered around Gray's monument. The only desecration, however, was the broken bottles and empty cans from far-right thugs there, to get drunk and abuse anti-racist protesters. The police had deployed around 100 officers including riot police, cavalry, and dog handlers. Far-right drunks launched beer bottles and flares at the anti-racist protest. Noisingilly and Elaine Brunskill,